This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed to this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus your attention for a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself go a little bit deeper into full relaxation. Just letting yourself go. 5. 4. Relaxing, letting go. 3. Go a little bit deeper, deeper and deeper. 2. And 1. Deeply relaxed, feeling yourself centered within yourself. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of your chakra centers, the 9 chakra centers now that are activated or have become reactivated. And also notice the alignment of those chakras along the spinal cord. And if they are somewhat out of alignment, just simply move them back into alignment with your will, with your intention. You have complete control over your etheric and astral body. So now, as you focus on those chakra centers, begin now with the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, one that has become reactivated recently, but is a very important chakra because it keeps you grounded to the Earth, to Gaia herself. So focus on that chakra now and see the color there. Not only see the color, but feel the vibration in that Earth Star chakra. Feel it and see the deep earth brown color in that chakra. And then moving up to your root chakra, the base of the spine, bright, bright ruby red. Moving up to the sacral area, orange, to your solar plexus, yellow is the sun. To your heart center, the midpoint between the four lower chakras and the four upper chakras. Deep blue-green. The high heart center, magenta. The throat area, sky blue. The third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra, pure brilliant white. Now taking all of the chakras and their respective colors and raising those colors to their highest intensity, thereby raising the vibration within each chakra. And as you raise the vibration in each chakra, you're also raising the vibration in your etheric body, your astral body, and yes, even your physical body. So feel the vibration raising as you begin to merge all of the chakra centers together as one into the soul star chakra. And see that soul star chakra now as a three-dimensional, six-pointed star, as your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body, and you moving into your light body, you, your conscious knowing self, moving into that light body, and feel yourself being transported now. And imagine yourself standing at the side of a train station or at a train station and waiting for a train to show up, the train that you have been looking forward to for a long time of boarding this train, for it is going to take you to a wonderful destination, one that you have been looking forward to your entire life. And you're about to board this train, and it comes now, screeching to a halt, and you just simply board the train, enter the train, and find your seat next to a window, and the train begins to move. And feel the movement as the train is beginning. Feel your movement, feel your awareness being expressed more and more. As you look out the window and you see the hillsides and the rivers and everything as you pass by, become aware of nature as you're moving along. Always remembering, though, that you have a destination in mind. But as you're moving along, you're seeing so many things that are attracting you, beautiful things out your window. And the train comes to a stop, and many of that are on this train just simply sit on the train. But you now, you get off the train. You move around, you experience what is there at that location, taking as long as you want, and just experience what life has to give you at this particular area. And when you're done, you simply move back onto the train and go on to the next stop, and the next stop, and the next stop. Always getting off of the train and feeling the experience of the journey along the way. You are feeling life as it comes to you in the moment, in each and every moment, feeling life expressed all around you. And noticing, though, that there are some that just simply sit on the train. They don't get off. They don't experience the joy and the beauty all around them. They're just waiting for the next final station, the one that they have been looking forward to their entire life. But as they are doing that, you're noticing that they are missing out on life. They're missing out. And you, though, are experiencing the journey along the way, feeling the energy, feeling life flowing through you as you stop at each point along the way that interests you, and you experience life at that point in those moments, and then getting back on the train again and again and again, always going to another destination, not a final destination, for there indeed is no final destination, never was, never will be. It is always the journey of the trip, the joy of the trip that you are experiencing. And know that as you continue on through your life.
Please mute your phone.
Keep people in line.
Mute your phone.
Again, experiencing life, experiencing the joy of the trip and the experiences along the way. Not just focusing on what is to come, not just focusing on the next stage of your life, whatever that might be. And if you think back, there were always those times you look forward to, those times when you were a child and you look forward to being a teenager. And when you were a teenager, you look forward to finishing high school and moving on to college or getting your first job. And when you're in that first job or graduating from college, you're looking forward to the career that's in front of you. And then you're looking forward to getting married and having children and on, getting your first home, moving on, finally coming to retirement and really being able to experience life at that point. But on and on and on throughout your life, it is simply the journey along the way. So experience this train ride in that respect, that you are experiencing life along the way and stopping wherever you need to stop, and continue to do that in your everyday life. Stop along the way. Enjoy the beauty along the way, for the final station or that destination that you are looking for will come soon enough. And then on to the next part of your journey. So now, if you would, find your way back to your physical form. Come back. Bringing your conscious knowing self within your etheric body, within your light body, and your astral body, all back into your physical form. Just merge back in. Feel the merging as you come back in, moving into all areas of your physical form. Feel the energy, feel the light flowing, the energy flowing through your body. Feel your body, your physical body now, feeling alive, experiencing the joy of the trip that you just had, the energy that went with it. Feel it coursing through your veins, through your body, everywhere. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am the one known as Lanto. And I come for the first time through this one James, as I appeared to him recently in one of his dreams, and let him know that I wish to come and speak. For the times that are ahead are going to be quite rough at times for all of you. And this is when it is so much more important to look for the beauty around you, to find that joy in the moment. These are those times that you have been waiting for so long. This is what you came here to do. This is your mission, to move through your life and experience as much as you can the joy in the moment. Experience much as you can raising the vibration in that moment. And in that higher vibrational feeling and energy within you, experience life at that point, at that higher level, where some describe it as a blissful moment, where the energy, the vibrational frequency is so much higher, and you indeed are in a higher feeling, as if you were high on drugs. But it is not the physical drugs that you are high on, it is life itself. It is the energy of life, the feeling of being alive, alive in the moment. This is where you are moving now through your ascension process. Your ascension process that is indeed beginning to pick up steam, very much so. Even if it does not appear to be that way, certainly not at all times. But again, as much as you can, whenever you think about it, simply raise your vibration. However you have learned to do it, whether you use crystals, whether you use energy transference, whatever it is to raise your vibration, just as you have done in your meditations, working with the chakra centers, that is always a good way to raise your vibration. If music does it for you, beautiful music that heightens you, brings you to the next level of your being, bringing that blissful feeling, music, animals, the expression of animals around you, whatever it is that works for you, find that in your life and express that more and more as you can, because it is going to be more and more important to you as these times come forward, as the dominoes begin to fall more and more, to find that joy in that moment, even though it will be at times seemingly like a fleeting joy. But you can hold it longer and longer and longer because you are aware. You know what is happening in those moments. You know that it is just simply a part of the illusion of the third dimensional expression, continuing on as they have always continued on. Life expressing in sorrow and fear and despair. But you know that that is just simply a part of the illusion, that you can move beyond that illusion, move beyond that expression, and always reach for the skies, reach for the highest level of your being, reach for your higher self within you, let your higher self catapult you higher and higher and higher in the moment, in each and every moment that you can. And certainly you have learned throughout the many, many lifetimes that you have been here, and even before you came here to this evolution here on this planet, you knew how to experience the highest levels of your being. And that continues on into yourselves these days. It is all there within you. You just simply have to reach for it. Reach for it in every moment that you can, because it is there. It is there for you to express, for you to feel it within yourselves and then express it outward to others so they can learn from you, not so much feel it from you, although they might, but to learn from you, to see with their own eyes the expression of joy and bliss within you. And that will catapult them, just as you were catapulted earlier on in parts of your life and lifetimes before this, to find that joy, to catapult to that joy, to find the experience of love expressed within you, the source expressed within you. I am Lento, and I appreciate the time that I can be here with you and bring this message to you. For it is a timely message. It is a message that will continue on throughout your existence. Your existence in this lifetime and beyond this lifetime. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is here to continue to be of service as much as we possibly can. And certainly the one known as Lanto is here to be of service. He has been here all along, but he is going to become more and more prominent, not just through this one, James, but through many other sources as the times move further and further into fuller and fuller joy in the moment. And that is what your life is all, your lifetime, each one, every one of you, your lives are going to become much, much more joyful. Finding that joy, finding the beauty all around you, expressing that as much as you possibly can, more and more and more, as you continue to raise your vibrational frequency. And as you raise your vibrational frequency, others around you will feel that vibrational frequency from you. They will even at times see the light around you if they are able, if they have that awareness to move themselves to the next level of their being. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
This will be a unique question. I bet nobody has ever asked you. Yes, last night I was getting besieged by mosquitoes. And I'm just wondering if there is such a device as a mosquito cloaking device where it makes us humans invisible to the mosquitoes?
This is a wonderful question and a wonderful perception on your part, in that once you have fully raised your vibrational frequency, whether it is complete and permanent or whether it is fleeting, but when you have raised your vibrational frequency, there it is, nothing and no thing that can harm you, whether it is mosquitoes or bees or rabid dogs or poisonous snakes or whatever it is. There is no such thing at those higher vibrational frequencies. The more that you can maintain that higher frequency, the less and less you have to fear anything in your life. And once you have reduced the fear in your life, what is left? But love, love expressed through you, the source expressed through you and within you. Shoshana, do you have anything
to
add?
We will share here. May we share, dear brother?
You may, always.
Do you wish to rid yourself of the mosquitoes?
I wish to rid myself of them actually biting me. If they wouldn't bite, I wouldn't care. I would be friends with them.
We will give you the third dimensional tool to rid yourself of them wishing to attack you. If you place a small container of vinegar, pure white vinegar, in the areas that you are working or wherever you may be, they will not come near you. That is how they do not wish to smell the vinegar. It gives off a vibration that they do not like. So if you do that, they will not come near you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Would there be any other further questions here?
I have a related question for Shoshana. Does that apply to all bugs or just mosquitoes in particular?
Dear sister, may we share on this?
Please.
We will say that there are many things that repel these creatures. Vinegar being one of them. If you choose to use the vinegar, those beings, those bugs that feed upon you do not like the vinegar. If you have spiders, then you spray peppermint oil around your windows, and they do not like that. So each one has a little bit of a different thing, but vinegar is a very good remedy for almost anything. Namaste.
Very good. Any further questions here?
I have a question.
Thank you.
Yes.
Does that mean that in our new Earth, the fifth dimension, there is no stinging and biting and carnivorous creatures?
We wish to share on this.
Yes, please do.
We wish to share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Sure, yes.
What in the new Earth, even if there were creatures that are biting or stinging, they cannot touch you as you have a different body. Your body is not flesh and blood. And in the new Earth, the Earth that we live on now, your body is made of the materials of this Earth. As you spring forward with the new Earth, your body becomes light. Your body becomes crystalline. Your body becomes the fabric of the new Earth. So these things that would sting you in the third dimension cannot touch those bodies. Namaste.
Very good. We
thank you.
Yes. Any further questions here?
I have one. Another one.
Yes.
Bashar has said a number of times, and I've heard something to the effect that we are a distant, completely different person or being moment to moment to moment to moment. But is there not one aspect of ourselves that creates a continuity? And what would that be?
We will answer
yes,
here. We will share with you, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, please.
The God that you are never changes. The divinity that you spring from never changes, you see. That is the constant. The divine light, the divine part of you is the constant. Namaste.
Would our awareness of that be constant too, of our divine self? Or is it the same thing?
Would you please ask that one more time?
Would our awareness of our being be constant as well, our awareness? Or is it the same thing?
The awareness of which being?
The constant being that you're saying, our God self.
In the dimension that you find yourself in, there is a veil that is still present that would tend to block most people from identifying their God self. You, however, those that we find on this group in this call, have mostly lifted that veil, and have identified their God self and their higher selves. Yet, there are many that remain on this call that do not merge with that self, do not acknowledge in every moment that self. So you must, in this dimension, acknowledge that self in each moment as you move forward in life. As you move forward with your tasks, with your life, with whatever you are doing on a day-to-day basis, you must remember to acknowledge that you are God, that you are the divine, that you are part of the divine source, and that you have sprung forth from that source. So simply learn to remind yourself of that in each moment. Namaste.
We would say that that is the true meaning of becoming self-aware. We move on. Are there any further questions here? Then we are ready to release channels. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to impart in closing?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just simply reiterate what the one Lanto has given here, and what we have said many, many times throughout working with you, is to continue to find the joy in every moment, or feel and experience, even a better way of putting it, feel and experience and be the joy in every moment. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.